Okay, today is Daf Nun. Sorry. Today is Daf Nun. Nun Ches? No, Nun Zayin. Today is Daf Nun Zayin. We're in the bottom of Nun Vav and Beis, the bottom line. So we just ended off, you know, we'll go back to Itmar for a minute. Itmar. Few lines above, we said it yesterday. Shomer Aveda. Somebody's watching an Aveda. Rabba Omar, Kishomer Chinam, dummy. Rabba says you have a dinner of Shomer Chinam. Rav Yosef Omar, Kishomer Sachar. Rav Yosef says he has a dinner of Shomer Sachar. Rabba Omar, Kishomer Chinam, dummy. Rabba says he has a dinner of Shomer Chinam. Mai, Hana, what Hana? Mai Hana Kamatile. What else is he guys? He's watching an object. Rav Yosef, no. Rav Yosef Omar, Kishomer Sachar, dummy. By he Hana, the Laboy, the Mitzvah, the Rifta, the Ani. Since you could say you're busy with a mitzvah, you don't have to open the door to give an ani. That's hana. You're saving the dal to give to the ani. Therefore, we have dinner of shomer sachar. They give the mifarshi hachir. Rabbi Yosef Amar kishomer sachar dami yilak kishomer sachar. Kivan derachmana sha'abde balkarche. Since the Torah required you to be a shomer, hilgach kishomer sachar dami. Fine. Now we're gonna discuss the machlokas we have between Rabba and Rabbi Yosef. Simon Hachzira Laolam Hashev Chia Amarta Nishbar Sachar. Eisvir of Yosef LaRabba. Rabbi Yosef says to Rabba, wait a minute. Hachzira LaMakam Sheyirena. If you return a lost object to a place where it can be seen, I bring it back and I put on your lawn. Ein Achayev Otapalba. I'm not Achayev to be busy with it. I put it back on your lawn. Nignava O Avda. But if it got stolen or it got lost, chayiv v'achri yusa. The finder is chayiv. Now how does this make sense? My nignava avda. What does that mean, it got lost or it got stolen? Lav, doesn't it mean nignava mi beso v'avda mi beso? Doesn't it mean it got lost from my house? It got lost from my house, it got stolen from my house, I'm chayiv. I put it on your lawn, your name is on the back of the watch, I found that I put it on your lawn, that I don't have to be metapel, I don't have to be busy with it. Obviously, what do you see? I'm chayiv in Geneva. A shomer aveda is chayiv in Geneva and aveda like the shita of Rabba. The Gemara says lo, not necessarily true. Mimakom shehechzira. No, you're chayiv from the makom. You're chayiv to be busy with it from the place where it got found, from the place where it was returned. So the Gemara says, wait, v'haktoni ain't a chayiv v'tapalba. But it said you no longer have to be busy with it. Once I put on your lawn, I don't have to be busy with it. How can I not have to be busy with it? But I'm chayav v'gnei v'aveda. So Gemara Amalei, hacham ha'iskinan kigon shechzir b'tzahrayim. Now I returned it in the afternoon. Therefore, what? What's the big deal? Returning in the afternoon. V'tarti k'toni. Two cases are going on here. V'hachi k'toni. Here's how it's read. Hechzir b'shachris. If I return it in the morning, which is l'makom shirena, to a place I put on your lawn in the morning. V'dishchiyach the aisle of enafik. That's how people are going to work. That's when people are leaving the house. The people are busy going in and out of the house. Right? The bus is coming. The kids are going to... everyone's going to work. Everyone's busy. Then, v'chazila, everybody will see it. Ein achayev l'tapalba. I'm not longer my responsibility. I returned it to you when you're there. It's here, but tzahrayim. I bring it in the middle of the afternoon. Who's home? Who's home in the afternoon? Nobody there. So I stick it in your lawn in the afternoon. L'makam shirena. We're in a prominent place. I put on your lawn. Delo shchiach da'al v'nafik. No one's there. No one's going to get it out. Either they're home, either they're everyone's at work. No one's around. Delo chazila. No one's going to see it. Then, v'nignava o'avda. And then I got lost or I got stolen. Chayev b'achmi yusuf. Chosam chayev. Why? That's pure negligence. You can't bring it to the guy. No one's there. Right? Chayev b'achmi yusuf. That's what he meant. So it's not a riot either way. You don't return it to the fellow. You return it to his property. Also, in the morning it's considered good, because in the morning Mustami's going to see, on his way to work he'll bump into it. But once he already went to it, everyone's gone, no one home. Right, the Yom Shlomo says it depends this halacha depends on the mitzvahs of the situation. Are they home? Are they not home? When did you bring it? Was it supper time? All these things. So if people are home, then you're off the hook. Because we're going to see in a few minutes that this is one of the cases where you're allowed to do the mitzvah and the guy doesn't even have to know. You don't have to tell him, by the way, I returned your item. You don't have to do that. But when you're a shomer chinam and he asks you to watch it because you went on vacation for a few days and you come back, I knew you came back, here, then you have to tell the guy, by the way, here's your watch. You're back, here it is. By shomer aveda, you can just drop it on the lawn. You don't have to even tell the guy you returned it.
So the Yarsha Shabbat said it depends on the Mitzvahs. Well, in the Gemara's time, nobody was home in the afternoon. Everyone was in the fields. If you're home, you're home. If not, not. Yeah, you knew who it belonged to. Exactly. You knew who it belonged to.
Right.
Right, not a typical case. His name was on it. It was an expensive item. So, you know, I'm also going to work. So I'll chop it up before I go to work. I'm not going to go in. He'll sit me down. He'll want to give me a reward maybe. No, I'm just going to chip it on the lawn. So good. If it's the time when people are around, good. If it's not, not. This has nothing to do with our discussion of whether a Shomer Veda becomes a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sachar. It has nothing to do with it. It could be you're a Shomer Chinam, but you can't leave it on the guy's lawn. No one's there. That you can't do. Another try. Eitz vei. La'olam hu chayiv. Really, always chayiv. You're always chayiv. Ad shi'ichziren ali rishuso. Until you return to the rishus. My la'olam. What do you mean? You're always chayiv. Love, doesn't that mean afilu mi beiso? Even if it's in my house, I'm chayiv? Doesn't that mean that? Always chayiv. Always? Yeah, even in my house. Shma mina kishomer tachar dami. Doesn't that mean I'm a shomer tachar? I'm always chayiv. How could you always be chayiv? The only way you could always be chayiv is if you're a shomer sachar. So the Gemara says, Amalei says Rabba to Rabbi Yosef, Modina lecha. So Rabba says it to Rabbi Yosef.
Yeah.
Modina lecha. I agree with you, says Rabba. The balei chayim. I agree with you when it comes to a bal chay. By animals, I agree with you. I agree with you when it comes to animals. I agree with you what? I agree with you that if you're watching an animal, you have the din of a shomer tachar. That I agree with you. Why? The kivan, the nakti lahu, nigra, brisa. Since the animals are used to going outside, they're used to taking walks, they're used to being outside. Bai nitirusa yiserusa. They require extra, more involved watching. Not your standard watching. It's not a watch. You stick it in the drawer. An animal. You gotta take it out. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. Especially the animal's used to it. A baby, a newborn. Before I should talk about it. Well, what if it wasn't used to it? Okay. But if it's used to it, you can't just stop leaving it in the barn. It's sitting or not. You gotta take it out. It's a lot of work. You gotta take a lot of care for it. Okay? Asks the Yamshel Shlomo, then if that's true, then there's no such thing as a Shomer Chinam anymore. Anytime somebody ever asks you to watch an animal, you become a Shomer Tachar. Why? Because you have to do a lot of work. Right? This halacha is not brought down. That there's such a thing as a Shomer Chinam, that the Shomer Chinam is chayv. What's going on? What? What do you mean? What do you mean, for Shabbos?
Wasn't that people did the rices for
that? That what?
That's why it was worshipped at Shabbat Chinam. It almost becomes
the
Shabbat
Supper
because the way
he
changes it around.
Right. We're gonna have a little bit like that on the base. We're gonna have a little bit like that on the base. We'll get to it on the base. I'm not sure what are you referring to?
Yeah,
the
last week.
Yeah. Yeah, what was Shabbos with? What has to do with Shabbos?
Shabbos is
Da. Oh, Shabbos is Da. Right, then Shabbat Chinam becomes the Shabbat Supper. Right. But we never saw this about animals. The animals, yeah. By watches, no. By metaltalin, no. Only by balchai. I never really saw that.
No.
So the question is, if we're saying it's true here, Rabba agrees with Rabbi Yosef. Right. Rabba agrees with Rabbi Yosef. So if Rabba agrees with Rabbi Yosef here, there should be din all the time. If I ask you to watch my dog, the dog has to go out. Do me a favor, go on vacation, watch my dog. There's no problem, bring it over. So that's not a shomer chinam anymore. You got to take it out, you got to walk it, it's a lot of work. So, but we don't find the halacha like that. So that's the kasha. That's what Rabbi says. I agree with you. By an animal, you have to have a shomer tachar. Why? Because there's a lot of work involved.
No, but it says no concept of shomer by a live animal.
That's what the question is. That's the answer, Shlomo. If Rabbi agrees with Rabbi Yosef that a shomer aveda, shomer chinam, the truth that you become a shomer tachar because the animal's a lot of work, then where do you ever have a shomer chinam by a live animal? That's his question. So there are four answers. The answer Shlomo himself answers. Because, here's what he says. This din, that an animal becomes like a shomer tachar, this din is only if, in a case of metaltalin, the animal, nothing would have gotten stolen. Had it been metaltalin, it wouldn't have been stolen. The only reason it got stolen was because it's an animal. Okay, that's the milsad lo shchicha, and therefore no one mentions it because it never comes up. That's one answer. Answer number two, he says, He says, no, The reason why this is not mentioned by Shomer Chinam, this is the same thing as the reason why it's not mentioned by Shomer Chinam, is because it's Pshia. If I ask you to watch my dog, that obviously that comes along with, even if it's a Shomer Chinam, standard care, you got to take it out, you got to walk it. You don't do that, it's a Pshia. That's why it's not mentioned, because it's included in Pshia. The Pana Meira says as follows. We said yesterday, why didn't Rabbah agree that if you osig the mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah, why didn't he agree with that? So we said yesterday, you know why he didn't agree with that? Because, what do you mean osig a mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah? What, you're wearing tzitzis, you potter for mitzvahs? Of course not! I'm watching somebody's dishes. I'm potter for more mitzvahs? I can't enter the door for the ani? What kind of business is that? So what did we say yesterday? We said, no. The minute when you're big osik in the thing, that's when the oni came to the door. Says Rava, that's so far-fetched. What, the minute you're loading the dishes out of your car to watch them, that's when the oni showed up? That's so far-fetched. That's never going to happen. But that one split second. Right? That's what we said yesterday. It's not going to happen. Right? As we said, if you're mekayim a mitzvah, you're not potter from other mitzvahs. If you're osik, you have to be asuk, I'm busy. Says the Panim Iras, but with an animal, you're always asuk. It's a lot of work. Much more shchiach. Much more shchiach. Therefore, of course, that's nothing to do with Shomer. It's nothing to do with the Shomer Chino. It's nothing to do with it. And Rav Arya Lei Malin just drives on the point further. He says, yeah, the difference is, here, which I thought you were saying this, here, you're a Shomer Aveda. Not a Shomer Chinam. The chiyuv of, as a mitzvah, the chiyuv of being a shomer, the Torah required you to take care of the animal to a greater degree. By Shomer Chinam, such a law like that. It might turn into pshia. It might turn into pshia. You don't walk the dog, there might be pshia. But to say that you're chayuv as a shomer sachar, who said that? By Shomer Aved, a special day in the Torah required you to watch it. Yeah?
You can have a shomer sachar
watch and watch too. Right, you can have a shomer sachar watch and watch. It's a big difference. Then if it gets told, right. So therefore
your category is not on the response.
Right, I hear what you're saying.
It's not what you meant to be or not be.
Right, I hear what you're saying. But the kasha was about why this dinner doesn't apply by Shomer Sachar. So he says because it's only a special thing by Shemira for Aveda. Okay, next try. Eisvei Rabba or Rabbi Yosef. Now Rabba says to Rabbi Yosef. Rabba holds again that you have the dinner of Shomer Chinam. Rabbi Yosef holds you have the dinner of Shomer Sachar. Hashiv, it says Hashiv, right? Hashiv, Tashiv, return the item. Ain liyal bebeso. I only know, says this is a brisa. I only know that you can return it to the guy, return it to the guy's house. If you know who it belongs to. Leginaso, how do I know that I can throw the watch into the guy's garden? Or lecharuvaso, or a house, nobody lives in it. It's an abandoned house, it's a ruin. Right? The guy owns some property, nobody did that. I could drop it off in his property in some bad neighborhood, nobody's there. How do I know I could do that? Menayin, how do I know that's good? Tamud Lomar, Teshivim, Mikol Makom, any way you want to return it. Now, my leginasu l'charavasa. What does that mean? You can return it to the guy's garden? You can return it to his lawn? You can return it to his abandoned house? Ilem leginasu hamishtameres. If it's a garden that's guarded, or l'charavasa hamishtameres, or it's a property that's guarded, hainu l'beso. So different than a house. So different than a house. Ela pshitit, obvious, leginasu she'enu mishtameres. No one there. It's an abandoned house, abandoned property. You throw the stuff over there. That's good. How could that be good? The only way that could be good is if you're a Shomer Chinam. Right? Shma minok Shomer Chinam dami. You're like a Shomer Chinam. How can a Shomer Sachar, who's chayiv in Geneva and Aveda, how can he dump it in an abandoned place? How can he do that? Obviously, you're a Shomer Chinam. So the Gemara says no. Amalei la'ola. Oh, I'm sorry. Kishomer Chinam dami. Right, you're like a Shomer Chinam. So before we get to the answer, asks the, who's this? It's the Achronim. This pasuk of Hashav Tishivim, right? I only read you one word of the pasuk. The pasuk says, Lo sireh, don't watch, don't see, as shar achicha, o eseyo, v'shar, or the seh, achicha, of your, nidachim, v'salamta mehem, hashev tishivim l'achicha, return it. What's it talking about? It's talking about live animals. The pasuk is talking about animals. Shar oseh. Shar oseh, we said, you turn into a shomer sachar automatically. What kind of question is this? The old kasha doesn't make any sense. We just said, right? We just said a minute ago that if it's a live animal, Rabbah agrees with Rabbi Yose. Live animals, you have to watch much more careful. So now we get the raya. I have a braita that said you could dump it by the abandoned property. What are you dumping? We thought you're dumping metaltolin. But the pasuk that says teshivim, mikol makom, whatever you want, is talking about animals. If you're talking about animals, everyone agrees you have a shmira, ma'ula, an extra shmira. You have to be much more careful. What's going on here? You hear that, Kasha? So, Tosfos in Bava Metzia answers that we're talking about an animal that's tied up. If an animal is tied up, then what could you do? It's not going anywhere. It's tied up, might not be a special shmira. Right? If the dog's in the box, that's sitting in the box. Right? So, that might be mean, but that doesn't require an extra shmira because the dog's not going anywhere. That's Tosfos in Bava Metzia answered that question. Tosfos in Shavuot answers that it must be that the pasuk, that it must be this word, Hashav Tishiv Lachicha, must be going on the next pasuk, which says, V'chein Tase L'Sam Lasso. You do the same thing for the guy's shirt, which means it's talking about metaltolin. Must be that way. This pasuk is talking about animals. It must be we're going on the following pasukim, we're talking about metaltolin. There's no other way to explain it. The Shita says that this Gemara happened before Rabbi agreed with Rabbi Yosef. This is going to happen before that. Before Rabbi agreed with Rabbi Yosef about animals, he asked him this question. Why Ravashi put it here afterwards? That I don't know. But that's what the Chita Bekabetza says. And the Divrei Mishpat, I don't know who that is, he says that Rabbi didn't agree with Rabbi Yosef in every single case they have animals. He didn't agree every time. Sometimes he agreed, depending on the situation. This was a case, but he didn't agree. Okay. So the question is, you see that if you could dump something in the guy's lawn, you're obviously not a Shomer Sachar. Shomer Sachar, you have to be more careful than that. Obviously not. So Amalei, you're right. Lolam, Luginasa Mishter Meres. Really, the garden was guarded. And the Charavatsa Mishter Meres. And the Chatzah was guarded. Aye, with the Kakashalach, Hainu Beso. Aye, that's the same thing as Beso. No? Hakamash Malan, the Chiddush is Dulav Ina Das Bailim. The owner doesn't have to know about it. Like I told you before, Kidder Balazar, Dar Balazar, Hakam Tzrichim Das Bailim. Everything requires Das Bailim. What does everything mean? Rashi says a Dalit Shomrim. You want to return? You're a Shoel. You borrowed the guy's lawnmower, and now you want to return it. Halachis, you have to let him know you returned it. You can't just dump it in the guy's house. You can't just dump it on his lawn. You put it in the driveway. You can't do that. You have to call him up, let him know, by the way, thank you so much for letting me borrow your lawnmower. I'm returning it now. Are you there to get it? You have to do that. Not by an Aveda. Chutz mi HaShabbos Aveda. Not by HaShabbos Aveda. Why not? The pasuk says, Shai Ribsit Rabo Torah HaShabbos Harbe. Doesn't make a difference. You don't have to let the guy know. You don't have to inform the guy, I returned your lost object. I know you lost it. Your name is on it. It's on your wallet. You don't have to tell him. Just throw it as long. That's it. That's why it's an extra chiddush about throwing it into the guy's abandoned. You can throw it into abandoned. You find someone's wallet. You can dump it on his lawn. He's on vacation for a week. Doesn't make a difference. That might not be. You might be, taking one step forward and 10 steps backward if you do that. But maybe you could do that. If you're a shoel, you for sure can't do that. For sure can't do that. Not allowed to do that. Not allowed to return something and not tell the guy you returned it. What?
That
someone asked that question. That we shouldn't talk about that issue. Now, what about the morning now? Right. So now, even Rabbah agreed that you can't return it at a time when no one's around. Right. You have to work that out now. Yeah. Well, we started off by saying if you return in the afternoon, everyone's at work. That you can't do that. So no one's around. Yes. Yeah, so maybe they argue on that. Maybe we've lost a different shita. Yeah. That's a good question. Now, I'm only a Baal or Rabbi Yosef. Now, Baal says to Rabbi Yosef, wait a minute. V'alo tispor the Shomer Veda k'Shomer Chinam dami. Don't you agree that a Shomer Veda is only a Shomer Chinam? V'ha Amar Rabbi Chia bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hatoin tain is ganav ba'aveda. If somebody, you found someone's object. You found Reuven's object. And Reuven heard that you found it. So Reuven runs to you and says, no, you found my object? He says, yeah, but it got stolen. Or, I lost it. You're right, I had it and I lost it. Hatoin tain is ganav ba'aveda. If somebody claims to Reuven, yeah, I did find your wallet, then I lost it. I'm sorry, it got stolen. And what happened? You're the one who stole it. You really stole it. You took it. And what'd you say? It got stolen. It wasn't a lie. You stole it yourself. Right? Reuben says, where's my wallet? It got stolen. What's the halacha? Meshalem teshlumei kefel. You have to pay kefel. We're going to get to that in Meruba. It's not easy over there. We'll get to it then. Now, v'isal kadayetach shomer sachar havi. If you're a shomer sachar, listen to this. If you're a shomer sachar, amai meshalem teshlumei kefel. Why do you pay kefel? If you say it got stolen, you're a shomer sachar, you're chayiv in geneva. You're chayiv in geneva. The minute you say that, you're chayiv to pay the keren. Why? Because you say it got stolen. And a shomer sachar is chayiv in geneva. So it's no different if it got stolen, if it got lost, whatever the difference is. You're chayiv to pay the minute you say that. How could you pay kefel? You can't pay kefel. You're chayiv to pay keren kicked in the minute you said that lie. Why? Because you're a shomer sachar. Obviously, how do you pay in kefel here? The only way you can pay kefel is if you're a shomer chinam. So a shomer chinam is not chayiv on geneva. I say it got stolen. I'm not chayiv on that. Oh, it turns out I'm the one who stole it. I'll give you the kefel. But if you're a shomer sachar, you don't pay kefel. Why don't you pay kefel? Because you're chayiv to pay the geneva. You're chayiv to reimburse the guy. How did it ever happen? Obviously, you're a shomer chinam. So again, Esau has a shomer sachar havi. Am I mashal in kefel? Am I mashal to shomer kefel? Karen a boy shlume. You have to pay the keren, not kefel, only the keren. Amale, the answer is hacha mayaskinon. You know what we're talking about over here? Kigon, for example, shetah and tainus list in mizuyan. No, you're a shomer sachar, and you say it was an armed robbery. It was an armed robbery. The guy held me up. Even a shomer sachar is not high for that. And what happened? Then it turns out that you really stole it. Now you pay kefel. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Amale listed mizuyim? Gazlan who? If that's true, there is no kefel. Why is there no kefel? Because the Gazlan doesn't pay kefel. You only pay with the taina that you made. You said a taina of it got stolen, you pay kefel. But if you make a taina of I was armed robbery, then you don't pay kefel. Why? Because that guy, if it's true that armed robber was armed robber, then he doesn't pay kefel, then you don't pay kefel. So the Gemara answers, very difficult to answer. Amale, Shani Omer, he holds, listim mizuyon, an armed robber, kivan de mitmar me anche ganafu. Since he hides from people, he's like a ganaf. He held it up in broad daylight. Yeah, but he was wearing a ski mask. So you know who it is, right? And then he ran away and hid. He's like a ganaf. So when you say you're an armed robber, you could be a shomer sachar. You would be chayiv into kefel. He's like a shomer sachar. He's like a ganaf. It's not really a ganaf. He's like a ganaf. Okay. Before we get to that, listen to this Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Geneva, Dalad. Hatoin tain is ganaf ba'aveda. If somebody says his aveda got stolen, he found an aveda, and then Reuven comes and says, where's my aveda? And you say, oh, it got stolen, v'nishba, and you swear to it. V'acharkach bo edim, and then edim come, shaha aveda bereshuso, that you're the one who has it, v'sheker ta'an, and you lied, v'shalet hashlumei kefel, you pay kefel, shenemar called var aveda, fine. V'hu shi'yiton shenignava belistim mizuyin. But if you say it was an armed robbery, shehu ones, that's an ones, that normally that's an ones, who putter, and you'd be putter. Aval, im ton, shenignava, below ones, putter men a kefel, I'm sorry, fine, that's it. Okay, now, in Hilchas Gezeleva Aveda, in Yud Gimel, where is it? Yud Gimel Yud, he says as follows, the Rambam. Kolzman. So one second. So what does the Rambam say over here? If it's an armed robbery, what does the Rambam say? You're potter. Now, Agamar didn't say that. Right? The Rambam says if you're an armed robbery, you're potter. Right? In Halacha, in Gzeilu Vaveda, in Yud Gimel Yud, he says as follows. Kolzman shavei de etzlo. When the Veda is by you, im nignava o avda chayev ba'achriyusa, you're chayev. V'im nansa potter. If it nansa, you're potter. Why? Sheshomer aveda kishomer sacharhu. Because if you're a shomer aveda, you're like a shomer sachar. The Rambam holds like Rabbi Yosef that you're a shomer sachar. Neishu osik b'mitzvah v'niftar mikama mitzvah sasei calls manshu asuk b'shmirasa. If you're asuk in the shmirah. It's impossible for the Rambam to hold that you're a shomer sachar and then say you're potter on the list of mezuyim? How can you say that? How can you hold your shomer sachar? Right? The Gemara said that shomer sachar, if you say list of mezuyim, you chayev on the kefal. Why? Because it's like a ganaf. Why? Because he hides. He hides from people. He's in hiding always. How can the Rambam hold that a shomer aveda has the din of a shomer sachar, and then say that a shomer sachar is potter on list of mezuyim? How can the Rambam say that? It's a stira. You hear the question? Right? He takes a stand on the issue of is a shomer aveda like a shomer chinam or like a shomer sachar? Like a shomer sachar. 100% like a shomer sachar. He says, why? Because you are like a shomer sachar. Then the Rambam held that if you're a shomer sachar and you're armed robbery, you're potter. Why? It's an onis. Agamor said, that's not an onis. Agamor said that you're chayav for that. Why? It's like a gneva. Why? Because he hides. How could that be? Right? You have a kasha? So the Magid Mishnah says as follows. There's two types of robbers. There's two types of armed robbers. One is, he holds people up, and then he hides from other people so they shouldn't be caught. They don't want to be caught. So the minute he's wearing a ski mask, you don't know who it is. So that's very similar to a ganaf. Right? He says, that is a goslin. That's a person such a goslin, says the Rambam. But then you have a guy. What? I'm sorry. Hagozel miyad bailim v'nechabe ne'anoshim acherim k'dei shelo yishmeru mimenu mihem v'alzeh kosev rama shishinu k'gazlim v'pnei shenechba rak k'dei shelo yalimu mimono mimenu. The only reason why he's hired is because he doesn't want to get caught. No, the ganef is a different person. Shebal lignov b'seser. He comes to your house at night. V'sover shelo yagishu bo bailim. He doesn't want to get caught. U'mikol mak, because the difference is he held you up. The gazlim held you up. The goslin held you up. It's an interaction with you. So maybe he's not wearing a ski mask. And I always had a shiloh about that. If you're wearing a mask, are you a ganef or a goslin? I don't know. I always had a shiloh about that question. Right? Because why we say a ganef, who's afraid of everybody, he gets the kefil. But a goslin, he's not afraid of Hashem. I'm sorry, he's only afraid of Hashem. No. What's a goslin? A goslin, he's not afraid of... Goslin. Right, he's not afraid of people. Hashem, I don't know about that. But he's not afraid of people. So therefore, he has only has to pay keren. Now what if he's wearing a mask and he's afraid of people? I don't know. Okay, so the Rambam says, he held you up in broad daylight, then he's a goslin. Why is he running away? Nobody wants to get caught. Well, he should stand there and get arrested? No, he runs away. Everybody runs away. Then you have another type of goslin, another type of guy, who breaks into your house at night. It's a pure goslin. But... He has a gun. That we never heard of before. We always think that the ganef sneaks in at night, not armed. That says the Rambam, no, he's armed. Says the Magid Mishnah, he's armed. Right? That's what he says. He says, Shabal Ganov list Besaser, Besar Shal Gishu Bailam, when we call Makum, whom is Zuyin Satmo? He's armed. Kidei Shim Yira Oso Bailam, Yir Mimenu, Venichu Litol. At least if the owner wakes up and sees you, what are you doing in my house? You pull out a gun, the owner will run away. Such a person, the Rambam says, is a ganef. Why? That's the kind of list of mezuyim we're talking about in our case. That already he's not so brazen. To go in broad daylight to hold you up? No. He comes in the middle of the night, hopefully you're not going to hear. Happens to me, he's armed. Why is he armed? He doesn't want to get caught. He wants to have at least, he's threatening at least. That's the machlokas. So Rambam's talking about two different cases. Okay. Try again. Eishvei. Okay. Now, it says in the Torah that a shomer chinam is not allowed to use an object. If somebody says, watch my car, the shomer chinam is not allowed to drive the car. Unless the owner said he could. Otherwise, he's not allowed to drive the car. So it says the Gemara, look at the top Rashi. It says, Lo imamarta. Rashi says, Masnisin he, it's a teaching, V'lo yadana hechatanya, but I don't know where it is. It says, Tosas, I don't know what so Rashi is so upset about. This is the story. So a shomer chinam is not allowed to have shalech yad. He's not allowed to use the object. What about a shomer sachar? Can a shomer sachar use the object? So the Gemara says, it's a kal v'chomer. If a shomer chinam can't use the object, for sure a shomer sachar can't use the object. For sure, he's getting paid. For sure not. So Gemara says, lo, not necessarily true. Im amarta b'shomer chinam, if you say by a shomer chinam, shekein mishalat hashlume kefel, because if a shomer chinam is caught, he has to pay kefel, tomar b'shomer sacha, she'en mishalat hashlume kefel. A shomer sacha, maybe not. He doesn't pay kefel. So a shomer chinam, in a way, is more machmer than a shomer sacha. Why doesn't a shomer sacha pay kefel? Because he's chayav on geneva. So the minute there's a geneva, he's chayav to pay the keren. There is no kefel. So if a shomer chinam is more machmer, he's got to pay the kefel. That's why he can't use it. But maybe a shomer sacha could use it. So that's not a good kal b'chomer. Now, but if an armed robber has the din of a shomer, has the din of a ganav, then you know what? Nimtzah b'shomer sacha, m'sham d'shomer kefel. I have a case where a shomer sacha is going to pay kefel. Where? B'toyin t'ayin list mezuyim. When he says, I was held up. Right, according to the Rambam, it's not, according to what we said, it's not being held up. I mean, the guy robbed you, but he had a gun. But either way, yeah, I found the case where Shomer Sachar is going to pay kefel. So maybe this Kal V'chomer about Shleach Yad should be reinstated. So the Gemara says, Amalei, Hachik Amar. Here's how we could say, Lo, it's not a good Kal V'chomer. You know why? In Amar Tebe Shomer Chinam, Shekev Shav De Shomer Kefel, but Kal Tanosef. Shomer Chinam is always paying kefel. He's always going to have to pay kefel. Why? Because no matter what he says, about how the Azrep got stolen, and really he stole it, no matter what lie he comes up with, he's going to have to pay the kefel. But the Shomer Sachar, I said to one case where he's going to have to pay kefel. One case. One rare, oddball case where he's going to pay kefel. Where's that? When the guy broke in, holding a gun. That's not a normal thing. So, or it's not so normal. Even if it is normal. Even if it is normal. It's not universal. But Shomer Chinam is universal. It's always paying. Shomer Sachar, not always. It depends on what he tainis. So since it depends on what he tainis, it's not the same thing. Therefore, a Shomer Sachar, it's no kal v'chomer that a shomer sachar could pay, that a shomer sachar has to pay kefel, and therefore, it's no. We have not decided. We haven't answered that question about whether a shomer aved is a shomer chinam or a shomer sachar. We're getting off on a tangent now. Now that we said that a list of mezuyin is considered a ganav, now we're knocking that thing from shomer sachar from other cases. So we had a potential kal v'chomer that a shomer sachar should be chayiv and shleich boyad. It's not a good kal v'chomer. Try again. It says by a shoel the nishbar omes, if it broke or it died, ein liela shvur umesa. I only know that a shoel is chayev in if it broke or if it died. A shoel is chayev in everything. Gneva v'aveda minayin. How do I know a shoel is chayev in gneva v'aveda? Amar it's a kavachomer. It's a kavachomer. Uma shomer sachar shepater bo shvur umesa. A shomer sachar. Right. If you're a shomer sachar and it dies. It dies or broke. You chayev for that? You're not chayev for that. Chayev b'gneva v'aveda. Nevertheless, you're chayev b'gneva v'aveda. So shoel, shechayev b'shavur u'mesa. Shoel's chayev if it broke or died. I borrowed the lawnmower, it broke. Here it is. You got to pay for it now. Ain odin shechayev b'gneva v'aveda? Shouldn't you be chayev b'gneva v'aveda? Of course you should. Says the Gemara, v'zeh kavachomer she'en alav tshuva. That's a rock solid kavachomer. You can't find a hole in that kavachomer. Now, I found you a hole. If you tell me that an armed robber has the din of a ganav, am I anal of tshuva? What do you mean there's no tshuva? Here it is. I have a good reason to disprove that kal v'chomer. Doesn't a shomer sachar pay kefel by a list of mezuyin? That's why a shomer sachar is different than a shoel. Shomer sachar pays kefel. Therefore, he pays for Gneva Vaveda. But a Shoel, who would not have to pay for a list of mezuyin, maybe. Is that an Ones? I don't know. Maybe a Shoel. One second. Right, no. Shoel will not have to pay Kefa for a list of mezuyin. Why not? Because the minute he says it was stolen, he pays the Karen. Right, that's what we said. That's what we said before by Shomer Sachar. The minute a Shoel says it was stolen, he pays the Karen. So a Shomer Sachar is worse than a Shomer Chinam, than a Shoel. So the Gemara says, Amalei, you know what the answer is? Kasavra Haitana, this Tana holds Karna below Shavua, the fact that a Shoel has to pay Karen without making a Shavua, a Shoel has to pay Karen. Why? The guy borrowed an item. He comes and says, what happened to the item? I was held up in the street. It was held up. Stolen. What's the answer? And really the shoel stole it. The minute the shoel says that, he has to pay Karen. So he doesn't have a shvua. Forget a shvua. Shoel's paying no matter what. That's adifa mikfeila b'shvua. That's better than a shomer sachar having to pay kefil by making this whole elaborate lie. I was held up. Elus demezuyin. Turned out it wasn't true. You stole it yourself. Whole crazy story. The only way that's happening is if the shomer sachar makes a shvua. Shoel makes pays without making a shvua. So we had a kal v'chomer. If a shomer chinam, if a shomer sachar is chayiv in gneiva v'aveda and he's potter in mesa. So for sure, a Shoel, who's Chayiv in Mesa, should be Chayiv in Gneiva Vaveda. We tried to say that, well, Shomer Sachar is not so simple. Shomer Sachar pays Kefel. So maybe it's different. So the Gemara says, yeah, but a Shoel pays without swearing. That's even better. So therefore, the Kal V'chomer is reinstated. Let's try to bring a right that this is correct. Hasocher para mechavero. If somebody rents a para to his friend, v'nignava, and it got stolen, v'amar hala, harini mishalim, v'eini nishba, I'll pay because I don't want to swear, right? This is hamafkid. I'll pay, I don't want to swear. V'achagach nimsa haganav, and then they found the ganav, and well, he didn't lie. It really did get stolen. And he doesn't want to take a shavua, right? He doesn't want to put his hand on the Bible, so he didn't want to take a shavua, so he did pay. And then they found the ganav. Who gets the kefel? The guy. The shomer. Mishad Shumay Kefel Lesocher. He paid to the Socher. So Ruach Rabbi Yehuda, we thought this was like Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar who says, Socher Kenosha Socher Dami, that a Socher has a din of a Shomer Socher. Umiditani of Amar Harini Mishan Vein Nishba, Michlal, what do you see from here? The Iboi, Potele Nafshe Beshvua. He could have patted himself with a Shvua. Hechi Dami, how could that be? Kigon Zika Ton, Tainas, listed Mizuyim. Because he could have said he was an armed robber. The Katani Achakach, and we say, Nimsa Ganef, Mishan Shumay Kefel Lesocher. That you pay the cable to the socher. What do you see from all this? Shramina, list of Mizuyim Ganafu. So what do you see? It's a Ganaf. The list of Mizuyim did have a Ganaf. We just proved that. Now we're going to say not necessarily right. Amri, Misavri Kirby, Huda Dharma Socher, Kinosha Zachar Dami. First of all, who said that a socher has a din of a Shomer Zachar? That's a machlokas. Dilma Kirmeir Svirule. Maybe it's Rameir Dharma who says Shomer. Socher Shomer Chinam Dami, that a Socher is like a Shomer Chinam. In Ibai Seema Kidimachalif Rabba Baravua, like Rabba Baravua switched the names. He switched the names. He had this Gemara already. Vitani Socher Ketad Mashalif Rameir Omer Kishomer Sachar Rabuda Omer Kishomer Chinam. First of all, they switched the names. So it's not Rabbi Huda anyway. And by the way, we want it to be Rabbi Huda because we've said already that we hold up Rabbi Huda in this Mishnah. In that Machlokas. Also, Rabbi Zera Omer, Hachomai Eskinan, Betor and Tainas list of Mizuyim. First, you said it was a list of Mizuyim. Vinimsa, list of Shana Mizuyim. And it turns out it wasn't even true. The whole thing was a lie. So if that's true, he's for sure not paying Kefel. So there's no Rai at all. But that's how we end off. So how do we end off? We did not really resolve how we hold about if a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Zachar. That we didn't resolve. And also, the tangent topic of a Shomer Sachar says he was an armed robber, he was held up. Is that have a din of a Shomer, does that have a din of a Ganef? The Rambam said that it depends on what kind of Ganef it is. Depends what kind of hell hold up it was. If it was a real hold up in broad daylight, that would be no. But if it's in the middle of the night, but it happens to be the guy was armed, then we said yes. Okay, stop here and we'll continue tomorrow.